should run away. Cause life is hitting me in the face. Hey, hey. But I'm here, and I'll never surrender to fear. Retreating, be defeated, no way. Cause I can't, I can't.
My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Recording date, Sunday, March the 9th, 2014. So, the child is born. The son is given. And the word sun is further defined. We said sparks, stars. Sparks come in, they go out. See, this is science to teach us we don't have long to perform the work of Yahweh, which is the work of being, the work of existing, to oppose a system that short circuits living. Short circuits being. Short circuits existing. It is our job and duty to, as long as we have life, as long as we have the spark of life, as long as we are the star that is the glory of the Most High in human flesh, that we do this work of truth, justice, and righteousness while we can. We are like an arrow that the Most High pulls out of the arrow bag, puts into, what do they call that apparatus? That thing you shoot the arrow with. And shoot the arrow, and the arrow goes out towards the target. And when it accomplishes that which the shooter intended for it, then it goes back to the original shooter, puts it back in his quiver, you may say, to use it again, or maybe it's not used again. But the point is, we are the arrows of the Almighty. We were shot into the earth realm to do a job. This word son also means a member of a guild. It's defined as a member of a guild, order, or class. So you have skills. And the skill is constructed to bring together other people with the same skill to form an order, a class, a grouping, a guild, a grouping of skilled people. So I am saying that each and every one of you are sons and daughters of righteousness, sons and daughters of justice, sons and daughters of the Elohim, the righteous spirit, soul, energy, nine echelon forces in the universe, and we are like arrows, stars, and sparks given life to perform a certain duty while we are here in order to bring order to this chaotic system. Create a new system to bring order to our lives. Watch this now. Unto us a son is given, or daughter is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Government is Misra, 4951, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, is feminine. This word is feminine, a feminine noun, and it's defined as rule, dominion, and government. So watch this science, sisters and brothers. We must teach the babies, the youth, that they have the obligation to learn from us as we go through scientific teaching of the scriptures to understand the science of government. See, the government, the dominion, the rule is feminine. And so the government, you may say the institutions, is feminine. And so every leader, whether male or female, are enacting the masculine power to go into the feminine power, which is government and the dominion and the rule and the institutions of that government, going into the government as feminine to bring birth and give birth to truth and justice and righteousness, and not this perverted, terrible birth process being used in a wicked manner. Presidents and prime ministers going in and out of government, going in and out of the Oval Office, bringing to birth death and destruction, overturning governments, attempting to overturn and have done so in the Ukraine, causing mischief in Crimea, causing mischief in Kiev, Ukraine. If you look in the 80s, Mikhail Gorbachev, if I have his name correct, became wooed by the West and dismantled the Soviet Union. Boris Yeltsin further dismantled the Soviet Union, turning all of the systems over to oligarchs and plutocrats, the few and the wealthy, breaking off the old Soviet nation, breaking off wealth and resources, breaking off government institutions, breaking off utilities and those various things that the people need to live. And now you come to a situation in the Ukraine, and the former president, Yanukovych, if I have his name correctly, didn't go fully along with the International Monetary Fund to destroy his people. So America, Obama, State Department, State Secretary of State Kerry, State Department Representative Nuland, United States Ambassador in Ukraine, administering a coup to overthrow the government and push out the man they didn't like, put in the one they do like, so that this one can agree to rape the people, destroy the people, cut government subsidies to the people as it concerns energy, jacking up the price of energy at the behest of the International Monetary Fund, cutting healthcare, cutting education, same thing that is occurring in the United States of North America, the same thing that was done by the same wicked forces in Africa, in Asia, in the Middle East. This is misuse of government. This is an abusive leader, an abusive ruler, acting, using the sacred divine masculine, misusing and abusing that power, that sacred divine masculine, that now misuses and abuses the sacred divine feminine, which is government, which is the dominion, which is the actual rule. And so you have the misuse and abuse of the people because corrupt leadership, corrupt sacred divine masculine, misusing and abusing the sacred divine feminine government, dominion, and rule. But this son of the Almighty, which represents all of us as sons and daughters, will have the government on his shoulder and will understand the proper use of the sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine. The word shoulder, shechem, masculine noun, shoulder, back, shoulder blade. So, sons and daughters of the Almighty, you are the Messiah. You are the firstborn, only begotten son and daughter of the Almighty. You are Israel. You are Adam. You are the Christ. You are the shadow, the image and likeness of the Almighty. And you, we will take the government, the sacred divine feminine, onto our shoulder, which is the sacred divine masculine. We will understand the proper usage of sacred divine feminine and sacred divine masculine upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called, the word name having to do with reputation, fame, and glory, the name as a designation of God, memorial and monument. All of us represent the names of the Almighty, and we are the glory and fame and reputation of the Almighty, and we collectively designate. Let's see this word designate right quickly. The word designate is defined as the choosing and naming of someone to be the holder of an official position. So we are prophesying to the babies and the youth so they may understand that they were called into this universe by the Almighty. That phase of creation, the third phase in the African Kemet Egypt narrative, Atum calls forth Nun and Nonet, Ha and Hahet, Kuk and Kaket, Amun and Amanet, yet in the waters of Nun. Called forth yet in the waters of Nun, and that calling describes the calling itself, describes the attributes, describes the characteristics, and these in turn describe the actual mission of each one of these that I have named. Go to my February 16th broadcast and hear the definitions of Nun and Nonet, Ha and Hahet, Kuk and Kaket, Amun and Amanet in detail. The sacred divine masculine, the sacred divine feminine. All of us are called original from primordial, primeval times, first age, first order of time, original time, waters of Nun, all one, tranquil, peaceful. We were called in those days and times, and we were given our mission. We were empowered with the attributes and characteristics of the Almighty to become a monument, to become a memorial that when others look at us, they see us doing the work and bringing fame and glory to the Almighty, bringing fame and glory to Yahweh, working the work of being and existing, not destruction, but being and existing. That is bringing fame and glory to Yahweh. His name shall be called. The word called is kara, to call out, to read, cry out, proclaim, to utter a loud sound, to proclaim. See, utter a loud sound, cause a bang. Calling forth sound waves and light waves, invisibly inaudible, but then visible and audible. That is the calling of you and me, that we were called in this day and time. And now we are here in the physical. We are the loud sound of the Almighty. We are here to proclaim life and proclaim liberty and proclaim justice and proclaim truth. We are chosen. We are all Israel. We are all Adam, male and female. We are all Yahshua, sons and daughters of the Most High. We are all the Christ, which is the shadow, image, and likeness of the Almighty. And we are called and chosen. Called wonderful. The word wonderful is defined as marvel, extraordinary, hard to understand. God's acts of judgment and redemption. So we are that wonder. I mean, the wonder of life. To understand how life is now in that womb of the mother growing because of the seed of life, germ of life called sperm hitting the egg. This birth process, that's a marvel. To understand the overshadowing of the womb, not just Mary's womb, but the womb of every mother, to understand how the Most High, using the sun and using clouds and using energy, spirit energy, to bring together mass, material, matter, to bring together atoms, earth, air, fire, and water, that we may have this flesh to live in, and that we may live this life for the duration of time. That in and of itself is a wonder and a marvel. And then many of our youth, and look at the youth of today, look at the babies of today, how marvelous they are, how sometimes difficult to understand. Sometimes we can't understand what we're looking at. These youth are a puzzle, confounding the so-called wise who have no wisdom. But these babies and youth, having the power of the Most High in them, that are beyond our power and are difficult to raise and rear and understand unless we go into the mind of the Most High and then begin to go into the mind of the babies and the youth and realize that they are here to surpass us, to be extraordinary, and they are separated for a distinguishing action, and that action is to realize that they are Christ in human flesh, and they have been empowered to bring into order all of the atoms and elements and molecules within their physical structure, liberating all of the spirit energies, nine echelons, that they may collectively come together and liberate the family. That is human family. That is marvelous. Look at how they are able to so quickly grasp technology, Give them at 3 and 2 and 1 a phone, a game, and they're working that thing. They are wonderful and they are marvelous, and they will grow into the fullness of such wonder. Wonderful Counselor, we want to speak these truths into the babies. Counselor, to advise, to consult, to give counsel, to propose, to devise, to plan. We want the babies and the youth to be able to come together, consult with one another, exchange counsel, deliberate with the elders. As we counsel with the word of the Almighty, as we counsel with science of the word and science of creation, and then together we will empower the youth and babies to grow, to carry the government on their shoulders, and they will create, facilitate the Christ, Messiah, Yahshua government and civilization. The mighty God, they'll be called. We're not just preaching about one flesh born approximately 2,000 years ago. We have been taught. We are talking about every human being, the mighty God. The word mighty, let's hear the pronunciation.
Psalms H 1368, Gibor,
strong.
And the form just below that, Gibor,
strong, mighty, strong man, brave man, mighty man, but we're saying man as mankind, male and female. Now the root of that is Gabar, which means to prevail, to have strength, to be powerful, to make strength, make strong, strengthen, confirm a covenant, give strength to a covenant. The promise that the Almighty, the existing one, Yahweh, will be with us as we are with the existing one, as we work to propagate being and living and existing. The power of the Almighty, the energy and spirit of the Almighty in the universe is with us, that we may be the mighty God, Goddess, and that we may prevail and have power. See, the people of the earth have been denied power. The masses of the people have been denied the power to rule this earth, and been denied such power by the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. We must preach this powerful word and reality into the youth, that they may know and understand that things cannot remain the same. The everlasting Father, everlasting, having to do with time, having to do with perpetuity, forever, eternal, no beginning, no end. This is our existence as the eternal life force, seed of life, germ of life, watchers of noon, representing our original state with the Almighty, at the feet of the Almighty Father and Mother, learning, receiving instruction, having relationship with the Almighty, Jeremiah 1:5, before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. Now, the everlasting Father, this is Yahushua is talking about, but this is talking about all of us exercising that father principle, that masculine father principle. The father is father of an individual, father of a people, the head or founder of a household, group, clan, ancestor, producer, generator, benevolence and protection, term of respect and honor, ruler or chief. So the government is on our shoulders, and we are the masculine ruler, and the government is feminine. And so we, as the masses, now understanding sacred divine masculine, sacred divine feminine, are operating in our masculine characteristic and attribute, as the everlasting Father taking lessons from the Almighty Eternal Most High Father and Almighty Most High Mother, taking instruction that we may, as the male and or female leader, act on that sacred divine masculine father principle, so that we can go in government, which is feminine. Government is feminine, so that we may give birth to institutions and orders and groups and partnerships that will propagate truth, justice, and righteousness. Prince of Peace. The word prince is masculine, Sar 8269. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H8269 saith.
Prince, ruler, leader, chief, chieftain. Now this word is rooted in another word that is the act as a prince, rule, contend, have power, reign. But there's another word, I can't find it, that is the root of Sarah, or Sarai, that has to do with king and queen. So we're talking about men and women, but as men and women in leadership position, acting on the sacred divine masculine, using government as the sacred divine feminine, and going in and out of government to produce truth, justice, and righteousness. Prince of Peace, the word peace, shalom. Masculine noun, 7965 Hebrew side, means completeness, soundness, welfare, peace, friendship, peace from war. So these people who have given their Christ spirit soul energy to create war in Libya, create war in Syria, create war in Ukraine, create conflicts against Russia, create conflicts, chaos, turbulence in Venezuela. We must study what is going on politically. The babies and the youth must be trained to think critically and politically, so that we may understand how to get along with another human being, how to exist, not tolerate, but exist at a level of peace, love, friendship, tranquility, contentment, quiet, health, prosperity, welfare, soundness. When you are sound, you are complete, you are whole, you are healthy, safety, completeness in number. This is the waters of noon. This is shalom. This is Islam. This is salam. This is that peaceful and tranquil state of affairs that we came from before our physical existence. No warfare, no bloodshed. Peace and friendship and love and covenant relationship with the Almighty. A covenant. Now, this covenant means an agreement between two parties. Before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers, we made covenant with the Almighty Father and Mother, that we would replicate that original, tranquil, peaceful state that is the waters of noon. We would replicate that reality here and now on this earth. Let's take this last break, I believe, or next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.